Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Put down that coffee and grab a wine. Get ready for another episode of Nursing and Cursing, a parenting podcast that covers more shit than your baby's full diaper.
I'm Kate. I'm a stay-at-home mom of three in Brooklyn, New York. I'm trying to figure out whether I should go back to work, have another baby, or spend the rest of my life waiting for my Fresh Direct order.
Hey, I'm Christine, a video editor and a mom of two living in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Allie here, podcasting up in the mountains in South Kona, Hawaii. I work as a real estate agent and a mom of two boys.
Hey, I'm Molly. I'm a teacher raising two kids in St. Augustine, Florida.
And I'm Sarah, a new mom to one sweet babe living in Brooklyn, New York.
Between five busy households, it's a miracle we make it on the mic at all. But trust me, we need this as much as you do.
Ladies, happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble, 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 gobble.
Allie, what the fuck?
That was disturbing.
I mean, I loved it.
It was just like disturbingly accurate.
Just so like much gratitude.
A lot of gratitude.
In 10th grade when you're talking about a blowjob.
So, right. Okay.
Gobble, gobble.
Oh my God. Not grateful for blowjobs.
Not grateful whatsoever.
Not grateful for blowjobs. Across the board.
Oh, man, I haven't given a blowjob in a while.
Like how long?
Yeah, Sarah, take us back.
I honestly don't remember. So.
I'd like to know the national average.
Yeah.
Sarah, do you mean, okay, Sarah, I'm not trying to tie you down, but do you mean like full to completion, or you just haven't even skimmed it with so much as a chapstick?
Full to completion. Oh,
full that's to completion. Been years. Yeah, full to completion for me has been literally years.
Years. Excuse me. If there is
the topic, by the way, tonight is not BJ's.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes, but before we go on, I'm sorry. I don't care if it's to completion. I count it.
I'm wondering if Sarah's going too hard on herself. Of course, I count it. I'm just wondering if she means like.
Right. Okay.
Like I haven't.
Just a lick flick or just like.
A lick flick.
Full to completion.
Lick flick and dick.
Fucking gross.
Okay.
I don't count it. I don't count it if it's just like a little episode along the way to a full feature
romantic getaway.
Right. Yeah.
So
I would count a blowjob as like this is the main event. Like this is the only thing that's happening right now.
No, maybe, I don't.
Maybe right. We're Neither. Like making out.
Yeah. We're riding home from the movie theater and pulling over. Just kidding.
Just kidding is absolutely right. That would never happen.
Oh God. Does for some.
Okay. Well,
who can concentrate on driving while they're receiving a blowjob?
No, that's for you when you're in your 20s or younger.
17. Yeah. Yeah.
But even so, can you really?
No, like, but how I don't
do you
care,
not get
but,
in an accident?
No, but at that age, it's worth a car wreck. Or is that
that's messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These days it would be like you'd have to crawl over like the goldfish packages and
oh,
The old water bottles.
Husband would give a shit. No.
Okay. So happy Thanksgiving, Sarah. Everybody. Like seriously.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. We're so thankful for our listeners. And tonight, our episode is about, as we gather with family and siblings, this is about sibling rivalry. Yeah, interesting.
Wait, is anybody going to be with, like, any of you going to be with your siblings? I know Molly and Allie don't get to be together.
No, we don't. And Sarah, you won't be with your sisters, right?
Nope. Kate?
No, I won't. I'll be with, we're doing Thanksgiving here with all of Jeremy's siblings, all four of them.
Oh, okay, wow.
So you'll be in-law siblings.
Me too, in-law siblings.
Which,
and
yeah.
It's pretty great. So, sibling rivalry between your kids.
Or between you and your sibling and how it messes you up as a parent. I don't know. Is that a thing?
Oh, I didn't
or not
know.
Even mess, not maybe not messes you up, informs your parenting. I'm not trying to say
informs
messes you up.
Informs your parenting. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. I was, I.
We know that Allie got to go skiing after school and you never did. So.
Ouch. Yeah. So I've got a boy and a girl, and I'm going through something right now that's really bothering me, and I've talked to some friends about it, and they are they were concerned. They were like, listen, I'm not gonna lie to you, you need to solve this because it will affect the future. And this I know,
it's they were just, like, it's not normal, girl.
No, they were like, it's normal, but you gotta fix it.
What is it?
It's simply the way my 5-year-old son puts down my 2.5-year-old, almost 3-year-old daughter for every single damn word that comes out of her mouth.
It's now time for a quick sponsor break. Did you guys know that the first 1,000 days from conception until age 2 has been identified by scientists as the most important period of a human's life for nutrition? That means in these early days and years, we need to really be concentrating on what we feed our children. YuMi is a new brand that offers parents a better option. Fresh, nutrient-dense superfoods for your baby that are made with clean ingredients and shipped right to your doorstep every week. As a busy parents, we all know how hard it can be to find time to cook every meal. We talk about it on Nursing and Cursing every week. It's almost impossible. But you know what? YuMi is a worry-free option that helps make mealtime just a little bit easier. They're a leader in childhood nutrition. YuMi makes fresh, nutrient-dense purees for babies, as well as snacks and finger foods for toddlers and older kids. Their nutritionists curate your kids' meals based on their upcoming milestones to make sure they have what they need for healthy brain and physical development. They are really taking us to the next step. It's awesome. YuMi sources fresh produce from local organic farms, so you know your child is eating the cleanest ingredients that support their development. A team of in-house nutritionists and doctors and dietitians ensure that every meal is low in sugar, high in fiber, and balanced with key micronutrients. Okay, most pouches that we find at the grocery store, you guys, are full of sugar. Let YuMi do the right thing and give us what our children need. I am so excited about this. Okay, so here you go. Head to helloyumi.com and enter promo code NAIL for $60 off your first month of YuMi. Make it easy on yourself, you guys. Head to helloyumi.com and enter promo code NAIL for $60 off your first month of YuMi. Get to it.
Look at this book I found. That's not even a book. That's a magazine. Oh, I got a t-shirt. That's not your t-shirt. Anything, you guys. I'm reading this. You don't know how to read. And it's right. Nasty. And he right. loves her. He
of
loves
course,
her,
and this her down. From a outsider's perspective, he's just jealous of her since day one, right? He's just jealous of her. yeah. and the attention that she receives.
Yeah. So I had I talked to somebody who has older kids than myself, a close friend, and she has boy and a girl, same. The boy's older. They've got about a 3-year split, same. And this little boy growing up would just interrupt her and always, no, it's blah, blah, blah. Interrupt her and give the right answer. Mm-hmm. Constantly.
So, I remember like a variation on the same theme.
Yes. And mm-hmm. now they're in a place where the girl who's coming into herself has low self-esteem, doesn't want to speak up, doesn't think that she's smart enough to or as smart as her sibling, and it kind of stunts her. Mm-hmm. And so it's way more obvious because she's like coming into her older years. So this friend was like, nip it in the fucking bud now. Like, do whatever you have to do because it's damaging.
Did your friend feel that she tried, or did she feel she thought it would resolve itself and she didn't intervene? Just wondering where she's coming from.
I think the second part. I think
yeah,
they would do reminders and things, but it wasn't. I don't think she went as hard as she would have if she had known. And I do realize mm-hmm. that when my son is doing it to my daughter, it's like triggering me. And I think when I look back into my own childhood, my older brother never lifted me up.
Right.
He does now. He's amazing. But back when we were kids, he did not lift me up. Everything was a challenge. Everything yep. was, I doubt you can do it. Why don't you try? He would laugh at like anytime I would take a risk and say something. This is like when we were little.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm realizing now, like, wow, it does shape you. And as a teacher, when I started teaching, I had a mentor who kept saying, like, oh, okay, what's the birth order? What's the birth order of this kid? Okay, how old is this kid? What's their birth order? And I kept being like, what? Who fucking cares what their birth order is? Now I'm like, holy shit. Yes, it really shapes who you are, where mm-hmm. you are born into the pack, because there are different struggles. And I'm just seeing like the way my daughter is having to, even at almost 3 years old, just like
prove herself.
Yes. And so far she just wants his attention. Okay. It's so sad.
Oh, yeah.
So we're working hard with him and lots of family talks, but doesn't seem to be working yet.
But with Kate, do you experience sorry, Sarah.
That's okay. I was just thinking, like, with other things, like, that take their time to resolve. Have there been other things that Augie has been able to overcome that you were concerned about at first?
Surely there are things, right?
And this is going to be a lifelong struggle. This is not something that you're going to work on in a year from now. It's going to be completely resolved. And Aki's just lifting her up around the corner at, you know, I think that it can be okay, but I think you're going to have to constantly work on this.
Yeah. And we are. And so what we're trying to do is just like lift him up when he lifts her up.
That's right.
Just like huge positive reinforcement when he does it, when we're not reminding him to do it.
Mm-hmm. Kate, do you deal with this at all with Mavis or?
I was just thinking, well, okay, so there's three, a boy, a girl, and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
There's a 3-year age gap between everybody. And in general, my kids get along with each other really well.
Mm-hmm.
But that is... But the spark where it could be a spark is Mavis and Edie. I think it's interesting because I think I don't know. It's the dynamics are always so interesting, and I spend a lot of time thinking about it. Edie would be the one who gets lost because she would be the middle child. But in another way, she was she's also the oldest girl. So she sort of like sidesteps that quote unquote middle child thing.
Okay. It's the same dynamic as Molly and me and our brother.
Right. Exactly the same.
I didn't skip it though.
No.
Yeah.
Edie has that like real sassy,
strong personality.
She's found a personality.
Yeah, strong
for
personality.
Her. It's like just right. I think a lot of it is like your kid figuring out, and I don't know if this is healthy or not. It's when your kids all assign themselves, or your family assigns your kids roles.
Role.
And I was gonna say, so like Wawa's role, chill older brother, and he does it perfectly. He lifts both of the girls up. He feels no threat from below. He's very good in his lane. Edie is like sassy, outgoing, overachieving. She also feels no threat. And if you don't feel threatened, if you don't feel like your spot is threatened, then you don't need to roll the shit downhill to your siblings, I don't think. But Mavis, and we've talked about this so much off the mic and on the thread, Mavis, and probably almost definitely my fault primarily, Mavis's role has become like bad girl, bad little sister, mischievous,
right.
Troublemaker.
Mm-hmm.
And I see how that's, she struggles more and more with that, because it's like she, in some ways she feels like she needs to live up to it, but she doesn't want to always be that like troublemaker, but that's how she gets attention.
It's so interesting, Molly, you're a teacher, you must see this all the time. It's like the classic child that's been labeled, and then how do you expect them to act if that's how they think that they are expected to act, right?
Mm-hmm. And she definitely, like, you know, I do think sometimes, like, we definitely have sort of, like, divided the girls up into, like, superstar Edie and mischievous, impish, delightful, sometimes annoying Mavis. Plenty of good things, but not, she doesn't get the same labels that Edie gets.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, why couldn't you have two straight A, smart, nice girls in your family? Like, it's not a thing where, like, they both can't be the same in some ways. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I regret that we started down a path where we, like, you know, where we made their personalities different, or we branded them differently. Because, of course, mm-hmm. there's plenty of room at the table for everybody to be everything. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
I'm just like kind of blabbering, but that's been my experience that.
Mavis is the one that acts out. Sorry.
No, I was just gonna say Mavis is the one that acts out, and it's because Mavis feels the threat to her. I think it's because Mavis feels the threat to her personality, to the way that she wants to be seen, and.
Yeah. Right.
And
yeah.
That's where some of the anger comes from sometimes, and yeah, whatever. Anyway.
It's now time for a quick sponsor break. The holidays are here, you guys. Don't procrastinate any longer. Why not give the gift of song? Something that's heartfelt, that's unique, and that's going to last a lifetime. Songfinch works with hundreds of professional artists, musicians, and songwriters to bring your stories and memories to life through a one-of-a-kind radio-quality song. With personalized songs starting at $99 and delivered within a week, they'll handcraft the best gift that you can give. Why not? They will guide you to write a song about your loved one, or maybe put down details about a special event that happened between family members. Go to their website, they'll help prompt you, and then a professional songwriter will put it all together with words and beautiful music. So go to their website, songfinch.com, and use promo code NAIL for $20 off your personalized song from scratch. Again, for $20 off, use the promo code NAIL for your personalized song from scratch. You guys are going to love it.
I was just thinking, part of me really wants to just interject and tell, you know, Kate, you said about Mavis that this is probably mostly your fault.
And yeah, don't.
And I just wanted to say, like, wait, no, it isn't. But right. Yeah, and like part of being a parent is that's so hard is trying to tease out like what's me, what's them, you know, how like what's me shaping them into like a nice functioning kind person, and what's also just like them being them and learning how to interact with the world. And like, and they're going to fail many times, and you have to kind of let them and then whatever. But like this birth order stuff, that's hard to grasp, because like obviously it has such an impact, but it what does. Can you do about that as a parent? You can, like what Molly said, what did she call it?
I mean,
lifting up or something.
Yeah, you can lift them up. I've got two boys, Kate. I do struggle with some similar stuff that you're talking about. You know, like I'll right off the bat, you guys have heard me say it probably a million times. I would describe Phoenix as super cerebral and brainiac and smart. And then I would describe Leo as really in his body and like a little physical badass. But that's fucked up. Why can't they both be both, you know?
Right.
And then you just go with that label in your mind, and then you expect less from each of them, you know, and then they feel that. I don't know if we're getting off topic a little bit, but then it contributes to the way that they then act towards each other, right? What they're missing or what they're wanting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know 50% chance she was just totally fucking with me. But the other night when Mavis had a meltdown, and I also was like day two of my period. So I don't want to read, you know, you can't day two of your period. You can't read the tea leaves too closely, but Mavis was like literally screaming at me. Edie is beautiful and smart and I'm ugly and stupid. Like literally just screaming that at me.
Yeah. You just want to cry. Yeah, yeah. Leo will say stuff like, you know, but it's I can't read like Phoenix, you know? Right. And I also want to be like, honey, you're in first grade and he's in third grade and you're, you know, 2.5 years apart. Like cut yourself some slack.
Ugh, yeah. I hate it.
And then when I flip it sometimes and I say like, I think I said, we were just talking about like the ages at which people learn to read.
Uh-huh.
And Wada was like, and Wawa always big ups Mavis. He always does. Actually, to the point that it makes me sometimes cringe because I'm like, is he picking up on something that I should be doing? Whatever. Anyway. really probably just need a hobby.
Brother was always really sweet to me too. Kate, we didn't ever have any kind of conflict, it seems like. And it might just be because there were 4 years between us and there was zero threat from
zero
his little sister.
Right. Zero threat. He dotes on Mavis. She's his favorite pet. But he was saying, oh wow, Mavis can fully read in kindergarten. And I couldn't read until second grade, and Edie couldn't read until second grade, which is true, and who cares? Mm-hmm. But Mavis like got really puffed up and got really stoked.
Awesome. And,
yeah, but then Edie was like, who cares when you can read? You're just saying that to make Mavis feel good about herself. And I was like, oh my God, what?
Oh,
I was like, well, isn't that okay? I was like, is that like a bad reason to say something? I was like, oh my God. Okay, let's go watch TV.
Exactly.
Let's put on a show. Okay.
And then do your kids fight, Molly? Well, you were saying, yeah, the way Augie talks to her. What about just like fighting with each other? I've got two boys, you guys. Nobody else on this thread does. And I'm going to tell you, just like the physical fighting is so intense in our household when it happens. And half the time, they are enjoying the fuck out of it. Right. They're actually like, this is what they want to be doing. They're kicking and punching each other and rolling around and wouldn't have it any other way. And it's always leading to tears, but they're still doing it. And it drives me crazy.
crazy. Make, I don't know how would, I would handle that.
It would make me insane.
My
it would
kids make me do crazy. Fight. They are. They do fight, but it's still, you know, like she'll grab a handful of the skin on his face and just dig her fucking nails so deep.
Good right, for her. Okay. She's so yeah. fucking sick of being told it's not a book, it's a magazine. She's
that's
like,
right.
exactly. She's yeah. like, okay. My kids don't fight like that, Allie. Actually, honestly, my kids very rarely, I mean, obviously they don't never fight, but my kids very rarely
put their hands on each other.
They never put their hands on each other. And I mean, not never, but it's a surprise.
Kudos to you. I mean,
kudos. I'm like, gosh,
really? Like, I don't feel that way.
I have a no tolerance policy, of course. But then I realized like they want this so badly that half the time I'll just be like, I've said this before. You guys want to kick the shit out of each other? You're going to go do it on the trampoline.
But like, I have a zero tolerance policy. Trampoline.
You're not doing it in my house. And they will be like, yes. And they'll go out and like kick the shit out of each other on the trampoline.
I do a lot of like telling tolerance. That's,
yeah, that's, but after a while I'll be like, okay, they want to wrestle. They want to like, they want to be on top of each other.
I know, it's natural.
But I think that's good, Allie, because I do a lot of like, when my kids get going with each other, and it's much more of like a, I don't know, you fucking looked at me, you put your seat too close to me, you're smacking your gum in a way that you know triggers me. That's Wilder and Edie talking to each other. I tell them a lot of the time, like, okay, you guys are really making me crazy. And if one of you makes me crazy, I'm going to punish all of you. Like, please, can we just, I feel like they're more scared of me than it's worth taking the fight the way that they want. Sometimes I'm like, maybe that's not healthy. Maybe I should just let them play it all the way out and see where it goes. I don't know.
I will say it has slowed down a ton. You know, we try to find things that work. And what has worked is if you call a name to each other or you put your hands on each other, if you kick or hit the other person, every time you do that, I am taking a dollar out of your wallet. And I've been doing that. I grab their wallet and I take a dollar and I put it in the jar. And then I'll be like, look at all the money mommy earned tonight. I'm going to the gas station tomorrow.
Oh my God, Allie, working. That's hilarious.
That is, what the fuck? This is just put
how
it in the chat.
How many dollars do they have in their wallets?
No, 20 here and there, Sarah.
Right. Christmas money, yeah. Holiday money, birthday money. Yeah. Allie, I love that. It's the reverse of checkmark challenge. If you're taking notes, it's checkmark yeah. challenge reversed.
I was just going to say. Yeah, now
Leo is like, oh, he stops. He can't handle the fact that I would take money. They cry. And I've so got funny. Like, I get $5 in my back pocket the next morning. I actually take it because I don't give it back. And so it's fully working.
So Augie's got a wallet of 14 ones and I'm going to see about this and I'm going to see about linking it to every time he dings her.
I'm telling you right now, people might say that's wrong, but I've never had anything work like this except the checkmark challenge. But that's when they were young. I have a 6-year-old and a 9-year-old now. So
we're in different territory. Like an off topic question. At what age can you start the checkmark challenge?
Oh, like, Goldie's on it.
Is ready. Go.
Goldie's on it. Franny's ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're deep into a checkmark challenge and it's still working, but Augie's starting. He gets so angry, but I don't know.
Nailing it and failing it.
What's he getting so angry about, Molly?
When I erase his checkmark, Sarah. I mean, when I erase his checkmarks, he goes from 0 to 60 in a fit.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I'm like, I got to erase a check mark. Let me just take cover.
Oh, my God.
So hard.
Take cover, run out to the front lawn.
But I always tell my kids, like, when my kids are like, I don't know. And I'm sure you guys tell your kids something similar. I tell my kids, like, you can have anything that you want in this world, but there's always going to be a price that you have to pay for every single thing that you want. So if you want to fight with your brother or sister, that is totally fine, but you're going to pay a price. And the price might be that I scream at you right now, or the price might be that when I die, they don't call you back.
That's or that you might get kicked in the face by your brother.
I'm saying to my 5-year-old, You are saying that you want to go to college with her and get an apartment with her. Well, guess what? Once you get to that age, she's not going to want to have an apartment with you when you treat her this way.
Oh, my God.
What are you even fucking saying?
No, wow. I tell, but Molly, that's what I tell my kids all the time. I always tell them, like, hey, guys, guess what? I'm not going to be here forever, but you guys are going to be with each other forever. So it's in your best interest to make it work.
Dude, say that like I'm not going to be here forever and like put it in their mind.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, all the time.
What do you mean by that?
Molly, a minimum twice a month. I touch on the fact that Daddy and I will die. They've got each other for life.
Yeah. Truth. Okay. Hashtag truth. Harsh truth. Molly, do we need to hit the jingle again or should we just go?
Just go. I can't.
Hate mail's coming.
What's going on, Molly?
What? I just don't want to hit the jingle. I'm tired of
She doesn't want to hear it from people.
Sarah, do you have one?
Oh, I see. So, all right. Let's see here. What do I have? I have a tiny little nail. Frances told me that she pointed to the gray hairs in my head and she said, Mommy, you have sparkly hair.
Oh, wow.
Okay, awesome. They always tell the truth.
Uh-huh. So, I just think, I mean, like, that's fucking cute. It's a cute way of thinking about your gray hair, which, like,
so cute. Perfect.
My hair is so sparkly.
So sparkly. And let's see. Oh, we're still having pooping troubles with Frances, where she's like potty trained for pee, but she refuses to poop on the potty and she gets like really upset about it. And, you know, she's very like, it's a trigger for her when she has to poop, she gets really mad. And the first thing she does, like if she has a poop sensation, she will put her hands out and just start saying, before I haven't said anything, she just goes, no, Mommy, no. That's her first response to a poop sensation. And it's because I've tortured her about it. Like, it's just like one of those things where I'm like, I don't want to clean up your shit diapers anymore.
You're done. You're done.
And so I if I see that she's trying to like poop and she's like sitting on the floor or something, which doesn't allow her poop to come out, I'll go and scoop her up so that like the poop comes out, and that makes her so upset.
Right. She wants to be left alone on the floor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She just wants stay constipated forever.
Oh, that sucks.
So now her immediate risk, like, you know, we've got some sort of like Freud anal phase thing going on where she just like blames her poop on me or something.
Uh-huh. Oh, get used to it. She's literally going to blame everything on you.
So. Doing great.
Good lesson.
Doing great over here.
Okay.
I've got a nail.
Yes, girl.
Nail fail. Nail. We'll call it a nail. We went to piano class this week, and Phoenix takes piano with a group of children. It's a wonderful class, and he's been working on Beethoven's For Elise. Right?
Yeah.
So this week, the teacher was playing song after song. She's amazing. She goes in the front of the class and she sings to them. And she started to play dun 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 dun. And she was like, anybody? And Phoenix was like, Beethoven's Fifth Symphony.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh my God, that's amazing. He's a savant. He's incredible.
And she was like, yes, very good. And I'm just looking. I'm looking at Harmony to the right. I'm looking at Mariah. I'm like, guys, what the fuck? Like, how the fuck did he do that? And I go over to ask him. And I'm like, Phoenix,
how did you know that? He's like, nah, never mind, never mind. And then I was like, seriously, how did you know that? And he was like, oh, Garfield. Oh my God. Okay. Nail, buddy. Thank God. Okay. Screen Major time. Nail. Perfect.
Major nail. Oh, that's so good.
Awesome.
It was just a silly moment, but I loved it.
So good. I want lasagna now.
Exactly.
I was with the girls in a thrift store that has like, it works with homeless and HIV affected population, and they have a huge bowl of condoms in the front window.
Mm.
So the girls and I are like shopping, doing our thing, and on the way out, Mavis just marches straight up to the bowl, grabs like four condoms, thinking they're candy, looks directly at the man working cash register and goes, God. I'm going to need four of these to go.
Oh, God.
This is so good.
That is so good.
It's like confident.
Edie didn't know what they, Edie doesn't know what they are, but she knows they're not candy. And she knows they're something from a grown-up world. She hasn't, I mean, she's nine.
Good for her.
But she was just like, oh my God.
It was funny.
It was so funny.
Found it in a little box in the basement from like daddy or their uncle Eric or whatever. Whole box of like baseball cards and other really random things. And yeah, Leo, they were both like, daddy, what's this? And he was like, oh, that's just an old candy. That must be so moldy and yucky by now.
Wow, that's too good. It's all shiny.
It's shiny.
Well, guys. All right, cool. Well, guess what?
What?
Nailing it and failing it.
Yes. All right, guys. Well, listen, it is Thanksgiving today, and we really love you, and we're grateful for you. And ladies, I'm grateful for you guys.
So grateful.
Grateful for you too, Molly.
I'm grateful for Critty, even though she couldn't make it on tonight. We miss her. Yeah. All right. We will see you guys next week. Eat a shit ton of turkey. We love you.
Okay, that's it for now. We'll see you next week for another Nursing and Cursing, where sleep is more valuable than fast, hard cash.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.